FM's Morning Focus.
Brought to you by Shannon Heritage. Step back into 15th and 19th century Ireland at Bunratty Castle and Folk Park. Shannon Heritage, bringing our history closer to you.
Now I want to tell you about an inclusive art project which has been on display at Glore over the past month. It's on the upstairs in the gallery, and it's the Embrace for Arts and People with Disabilities exhibition that's been taking place across May, run by the Clare County Arts Office. The Embrace programme works with different organisations and professional artists to teach a wide range of visual art and performance. The resultant art by up to 300 participants are then being exhibited during this the annual Embrace exhibition. Our reporter Ben Sweeney has been along to Glore to speak with some of those involved. First of all, Embrace Coordinator Ciara Conway.
So my name is Ciara Conway. I am the coordinator for the Clare County Arts Office for the Embrace Programme. And it's the title of the course is, or the title of the programme is the Embrace for Arts and People with Disabilities. It's been running for over 15 years now, and it's expanded hugely over those 15 years. We work with over 300 participants every year. We have about 30 artists that we engage with, professional artists from Clare County, and we work with over 30 organisations. So some of those organisations include the Julick Centre, Enable Ireland, the Brothers of Charity. We also work with St. Flannan School. They have an autistic unit, and St. Anne's School, the Holy Family School. So our network and our reach is really, really, you know, it's quite large at this stage, and we're really proud of that. This particular group is facilitated by Alan Shoesmith, who's a really amazing watercolourist, but his other interests include environmental art. And you wouldn't normally always see this kind of an arts practice in a programme. So it's quite exciting to see it taking place in the Embrace programme. You know, it shows it's quite a... How do I say? It's an inventive and open approach to bring people out into the open, into the environment, and also to have them explore materials that are different, that you wouldn't ordinarily use. You know, we would call a traditional art form like painting, sculpture, you might be printmaking. So to actually go out and to use the environment as your canvas, or to use, you know, implements like leaves or twigs as tools is quite, you know, it's a highly creative endeavour for the participants.
So I'm Alan Shoesmith, and I'm an environmental artist working with the Julick Centre. It's been about 6 years since I had the idea that using environmental art might work with the trainees from the Julick Centre. They have the benefit of being able to go out and about and travel to different places, so I'd identified a few places where it would be nice to make art, places like Balliala Lake and over Tremore Woods, and they're places we go fairly regularly, up to Lees Road as well, into the woods there. And I don't know if you know the artist Andy Goldsworthy, but he was the inspiration for what I'm doing. He's a British artist, and I'd seen his work many years ago. And one thing I found was that there was a great sense of fun in it, and that was what I wanted to bring to the project, really, was that we could go out and we could just have fun with nature and make something creative. And then, because it would blow away very quickly, we'd capture it on an image before it went, and then that's what we have here in the exhibition, some of those images that have been made. The key thing is to encourage observation, and what we start by doing when we're walking around is just look at what's around us, and that varies every single time we go out because of the kind of weather, the light that you're seeing it in. It's never the same 2 days running, even if you go to exactly the same place. And then we might see something that strikes us, like the colour of some fallen leaves and how they are so different to the fresh green ones that are coming on the trees in the spring. And there might be an old sawn off log or something with a bright yellow middle where it's freshly cut. And just by placing some of the leaves around that, you begin to make a piece of art. And always amazes me is how every individual person sees things entirely differently. And that's one of the big things I get out of it, just watching how their minds are working and how a piece comes together for each individual.
And there's something nice about that as well, about how easy it is that you can literally just walk into a forest and it's what you're seeing, and it's so easy to do. You don't need to bring something with you. It's all there for you.
Yeah, that's one of the things. We never bring any props or anything like that. It's always done with found materials. And even when we've been to the beach over by La Hinch, we didn't bring anything to make any shapes or anything, just found the piece of driftwood and made shapes in the sand with it, found pebbles, found shells, and seaweed makes hair on a face, for instance. Yeah. All sorts of ideas, but it is all from the natural materials that are just around at different times of the year.
Ronan Murphy, I go to Druidic Centre, and three days a week, and yeah, and that's one of the projects we go out to, is environmental art on a Monday. I'd like to Jamori Woods or around the area where the Druidics is, and yes, and explore the nature and just try and blend in into nature and admire the beautiness of the wildlife. And like I said, creative art, being creative with nature, for example, like finding leaves, sticks, anything really, and create an image from your mind in that. Mm-hmm. And then capture the image on the a camera or something, and therefore, of course, if it's a windy day or something like that, before it blows away, and yeah, so.
Do you find that frustrating then? Do you know when you put something together and it looks great,
yeah,
and then
it's gone? Yeah, and it blows away, and nature sort of changes it away with its own creativity, and that's saying, I blow that part and make my own image, and not the mind, just to be quicker, really, and yeah, so it's. But it's great to go out, get the old blood circulation running around the body and all that sort of thing, and just breathing the fine fresh air, and yes, admire the nature and beautiness and the wildlife, and yes, we're saying yes.
My name's Noel Cormick. I like my tati.
And as part of this, you were doing dancing for this Embrace exhibition.
I went dancing. I had a good foy.
And what kind of dancing was it?
Hip hop.
Lovely. There's two other girls here with me as well who were doing dancing. Who was the best, yourself or is it Gina Lee or Kira?
Kira.
Kira, you've been nominated as the best dancer of the group. How would you feel about that?
I feel much better. And I feel comfortable and do things right.
And how did you get into dancing in the first place?
I was doing the arts club with a class with Ava and Tina, with Maureen and stuff. And we did a kind of different kind of dance we do.
And that's up in Julek, is it?
Yeah.
Very good. And I suppose I'll ask you the same question I asked Noel. Who was the best dancer of the three of you?
I think it's me, I think.
Oh, still? That's a glowing endorsement. There's no phrase like self-phrase. And have you tried any of the other art, kind of the environmental art or paint, or would you just prefer to stick with dancing?
I prefer dancing. In the interest, it's like different dance and stuff. And I do kind of a hip-hop with Ava, mm-hmm. with the Irish Club. I think I'm enjoyed it.
We walked upstairs where Ronan and Alan showed me some of the artwork that was on display. We're looking at it here. What exactly is it?
It's a clock. The circular part of the clock is made out of berries, while the handles are made out of leaves. And yes, so I think it's showing a 4 o'clock at the moment. And a little blackberry in the middle where the handles are attached to. And yes, so I laid it on a bench. And yes, so wooden bench.
It is a really nice piece of art as well.
Yes, creative, very creative. And yeah, just first thing popped in my mind. And yeah, I said, why not just do a clock or something? And yes, so anything really, and just try it out. And it worked out well. And yeah, it looks lovely. And yes, so red berries making a circular part. And yes, so.
Yeah, I think I mentioned Andy Goldsworthy earlier, and I saw an exhibition of some of his work in Yorkshire, the Breton Park Sculpture Park. Mm-hmm. And. Like I said earlier, it was so much fun, you know, what he does with sticking twigs on the side of a lake and you just see the reflections of them. And I thought, well, bring that fun out to a group like this. And it really works, you know, you can see how Tina Lee likes to giggle over everything. And this piece of hers gave us a good laugh, actually, because she found the nuts and put them around the leaf and the catkins. And I was telling her it was from the tree above, and then when we looked a bit closer, we realised they were pistachio nuts. As far as I know, they don't grow in Dromore Woods. But
they're a litter.
Possibly they're a litter. We try not to work with litter, but somebody's lunch.
It's such a simple idea, but it is really beautiful.
Yeah, sometimes it's just about colour and the contrast, like the red against the green on the moss. Nature does it on its own, of course, as well, and then even when we're just walking around and we notice that, sometimes you'd be amazed just at the combinations that come quite naturally. But you give it a helping hand, and that's enjoyable to see the results, you know.
So the exhibition runs until the 29th. Mm-hmm. It comes down then. So if anybody hasn't seen it yet, I'd advise them to come in for sure. They have a few days left to come in and see this wonderful work. And it's free, and, you know, there's no charge in. The work is wonderful, and we'd welcome everybody from the community to come in and see it.
And a big thanks to Ben Sweeney for that report, and to everybody else for taking part in it. As you heard, a few more days left at the Embrace exhibition in Glore, running until the 29th.
Clare FM's Morning Focus,
brought to you by Shannon Heritage. Step back into 15th and 19th century Ireland at Bunratty Castle and Folk Park. Shannon Heritage, bringing our history closer to you.